This week on the Auto Trader Podcast.
The siblings of the automatic transmission that have come about.
Yeah.
The CVT transmission. What is a CVT exactly?
Welcome to another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast. There's a reason why we are wearing dark colors today, because today's topic is the death of the manual transmission.
I'm joined by my colleague, the man who was there when the camera was invented. He's also pretty good with Italian cars as well. We have Mr. Reno Furi. You were at Nampo too as well, so you got some stories to tell about that, but that's for another episode.
I've already told my Nampo stories in the last episode, but it's okay.
And watch that.
Yeah, please do go back and go watch some of our older episodes.
But finish this first. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, we're car enthusiasts, right? But instead of us just, the both of us, let me say, gushing about the manual transmission and just remembering all the fun times we had with it and all, no, we're doing things a bit different. We are going to fight. We are going to argue. So I am for the manual transmission, while Reno is going to argue against that. And Reno is a hard person to argue with because his arguments have no holes. So let's get busy with that.
Am I doing the devil's advocate this time?
Indeed you are. So the manual transmission has been around for yonks. Let's just establish that. And the thing is, over time, people realize that, why should I be changing gears when something or a computer or a mechanism can do it for me? And that's when the advent of automatic transmissions came about. As you'd expect in America, these became significantly popular, what with the large vehicles that side, and also just drivers that just wanted something easier. There's no issue with that, nothing at all. But if you wanted the enthusiast experience, if you wanted to be in connection with your car and everything in between, and even just also with what people could afford as well, because automatic transmissions were expensive back in the day. But now that's not so much the case. That's when things kind of changed a bit. And especially with the advent of electric vehicles now, manual transmissions not looking too hot at the moment. So, Reno, we have some automatic cars here that we've tested ourselves and also what we think, and then even just the representation of the automatic transmission. Please state your argument.
Well, it's not so much my argument because autos are winning. So it's more about what you want to argue in terms of manual. So, but let's put it all out there. Automatic transmissions have been developed tremendously over the last couple of decades. So where original automatic transmissions, it was sometimes like a 2 or a 3 speed system. Yeah. And it's like the changes in between were very long. It was not reliable all the time. These days, it's quite different because, you get 10 speed autos in a Ford Ranger Wildtrak, for instance, and it's so smooth shifting, you don't even notice that it's actually shifting or changing gears. And at the same time, it is much faster than what you can shift. Mm-hmm. It is a lot more convenient in traffic because I'm not having to burn out my clutch. And it's a lot more frugal because the car knows exactly what gear it needs. So there's my argument.
Not all the time does it know what gear it needs. There's some automatic transmissions out there that are pretty heinous in the sense that it's not so much the transmission itself, it's more the programming, because someone behind, or let's say a team behind the computers, thought that, you know, maybe it should shift at this point, you know, without significantly driving it, in a sense. Yes, we know R&D, it costs millions of rands, people going through testing and everything in between, but things don't go according to plan. And as a result of that, what ends up happening is you're having to mash a throttle to get into the gear that you want, instead of just, let's just select the gear I want with a lever and a clutch pedal. That's it.
Okay, but now tell me, when last did that happen with you?
A few test cars recently. And then also...
Recent.
The siblings of the automatic transmission that have come about.
Yeah.
The CVT transmission. What is a CVT exactly? Now, it's a different function of an automatic transmission, but since he's the auto guy, he can explain it in brief.
So it's a centrifugal something, something. No,
continuously variable
I'm just joking. Yeah, it's a continuously variable transmission.
Yeah.
And what that means is there's absolutely no planetary gears whatsoever.
Mm.
What you can imagine is, you know, like your cone that you eat your ice cream out of.
Yeah.
If you were to turn it sideways and you have another one and you turn that sideways and then you put a belt in between them, that's what the CVT interior looks like, or the inside of a CVT box looks like. And essentially these cones can move about closer or further away from each other, which either puts more tension on the drivetrain side or more tension on the engine side. And so there's actually an infinite amount of gear ratio in the traditional sense, and the car just keeps going. There's no shift actually happening. Now, we do know that a lot of manufacturers do market it as a five-step or so on CVT, and it's just because there's five predominant programmed positions for these coneal drivetrain, basically. But ultimately, it's actually or supposed to be the most efficient transmission out there.
But the thing is, a manual transmission has been proven several times that, yes, they can be very efficient. And the thing is with a CVT in particular, and a lot of people complain about this as one of the drawbacks of a CVT, is that the engine tends to get noisy as a result because the belt is constantly adjusting, but the RPMs still hold at like a relatively high level. Let's say, for argument's sake, 7,000 RPM. Let's even take a few cars, for example, that have CVTs. A Corolla Cross, maybe a Honda Fit as well. But also, that's a different functioning somewhat because that's eCVT because we got hybrid systems involved as well. But we'll discuss that maybe a bit later. But the basic point of what I'm trying to say is, imagine a car constantly screaming. It's like Celine Dion holding a note. And that note is still holding while the foot pedal is down.
More like Mariah Carey. Do you want to hear
that? Okay, yeah, that is what.
No. Okay, in all fairness, yes. So if you have ever driven a CVT, you would have noticed that the car sort of drones constantly. Like there's a quite, like he says, it's not quite 7,000 RPM, but it does sit at a relatively higher RPM. But it's also at a point where the engine is at or sort of at its least most strained. So the revs versus how much the engine is actually strained is actually perfectly balanced. So yes, there's a bit of a drone, but that's why, well, the Corolla Cross and the Honda Fit, all of them have got very good sound systems built in. And you can just pump up your music a bit and sit back and relax.
In defense of the Corolla Cross and Honda Fit, though, the CVTs in those cars aren't exactly noisy.
No.
But in the sense as well that it's a characteristic of it. Some cars are worse than others.
Yeah.
But then some others, it's like, no, they're pretty quiet and they're pretty easy to live with that instance. But yeah, I just killed my own argument. But anyways, moving on. This is the thing also with the manual transmission in that it's been developed for so long. That a lot of people, at least in the local sense, from what I've seen, is that they've complained at the fact that, no, manuals are just difficult to drive in traffic and everything in between and that. But the thing is, some engineer out there sat there and thought, hang on, we can make this a bit easier. So we have the advent of hill hold assist. We have much lighter clutches now. And then even just the action of changing gears, it becomes more effortless. So you still had that engagement. And then still, to some degree, the manual transmission, let's say we take new car pricing, for example, is slightly cheaper than getting an automatic variant. Like, it's not an astronomical difference, but there's still a difference.
I'm going to argue with you there.
Go on.
So, because most manuals are now sort of on the back foot, because more people are buying cars with automatics, just because of the economy of things, autos are starting to become cheaper than the manual boxes. And manual boxes are reserved for more special cars. So your autos are starting to get cheaper than a manual transmission. While traditionally, I agree with you, there was usually like a 10,000-20,000 rand premium for having the auto as opposed to the manual. But now that's starting to change from a global point of view. And so you have to keep that in mind. In terms of, yes, engineers are sitting there and they have developed manual transmissions to be a lot more smoother. Like you say, clutch operation much easier. Mm. I mean, if you've ever driven like a Lamborghini Countach or a Ferrari F40, you need the biggest calf muscles just to disengage and engage the clutch, you know. But with that said, I will also say that because they have to engineer something that is making the clutch much easier to operate, a lot of cars with manual transmissions, especially more budget-friendly cars, that clutch is very vague. It's that not as tactile. So you can't really, like a traditional manual, you can't really feel the sort of engagement point as much as you do with an older car, if you know what I'm saying. So there's that pro and con. So yes, it's much lighter, much more easy to operate a manual transmission today as opposed to 10 or 20 years ago. But it's a lot more vague as well.
But then this is the thing also for manual transmission. Like when you operate one and you operate one properly, it's the majesticness of doing it. You're like someone with a long mane just letting it all out in a sense. Meanwhile, you have a dual clutch transmission or even DSG in a sense. It's like what you'd find in a Volkswagen Golf GTI, for example. Like why do people get excited at the fact that something farts? Like, I don't know.
Okay, let me be honest with you. Like that whole farting sound thing, I'm 100% in agreement to you. I can't even like argue against you. Whenever a car goes, then I'm like, but why? You know? But to be honest with you, like put the farting sounds away.
Yeah.
How nice is it to drive that GTI?
It is nice. But the thing is, with something like that in a sports sense, it starts to get a bit clinical. If you see what I mean.
True. There's definitely sort of, there's a lot of the experience being pulled away from you. But at the same time, you also need to start admitting that a Golf GTI from 15 years ago and a Golf GTI now are two completely different cars in terms of performance.
True.
So having both your hands on the steering wheel, pointing it into the right direction, and letting a very clever gearbox do the rest for you, I think that's more important than you having a tactile experience with your left hand changing a gear.
But that's the thing. The left hand gets left out now. But this is the thing also, speaking about the GTI as well, I've seen in the USA in particular, where also the market for the GTI is also quite large as well.
Yeah.
And even Golf R to some extent as well, that those were offered in manual transmissions. And I sat there and I thought, but this is the United States. I thought this is automatic city pretty much at this point. But also interesting things have been coming out with a few studies as of late. Like it's just what you call a collation of all the articles that I've read in that there is starting to, well, there is a start for more intake of manual transmission cars from younger generations to some degree where they're saying, you know what, this is actually pretty cool to drive. This is nice. And you sit there and you think, oh, this is going to improve sales of the manual transmission. But on the other side as well, this is also the thing that younger people also don't want to drive manual transmission cars. It's like 50-50 coming together and there's a bit of a fight in between.
So yeah, okay. So that comes down to sort of the convenience of the automatic transmission. Let's be honest with you, an automatic transmission, the fact that you can take a gear selector or a drive selector and you switch it to D and off you go. So there's a lot less learning curve. So you don't have to learn clutch control or anything like that. You don't have to worry about scratching a gear or two as you're shifting into the next one. So there's obviously a younger generation, especially considering that there's a lot less enthusiasm around cars, like, or a lot less appreciation around cars. So for them, it's a car needs to take me from point A to point B. It's transportation. And as a result, that's why they get into an automatic, because as easy as the car can be for me, the better. Then you have a group of enthusiasts, a younger generation, but the bug has bitten. And they absolutely adore everything car. And they understand that there's a, I wouldn't say it's like a badge of honor or something like that, But you can take a little bit of pride that you can drive a manual transmission car and you can drive it really well. And the better you are at it, you feel even sort of prouder of that achievement. And that's the two groups that are clashing. Sadly, I would say that the group that falls into that latter, the enthusiasts, those are slightly shrinking. And it is sad because, believe it or not, yes, I've been arguing the whole time for auto, but I am also a big manual transmission fan.
You're making a concession just for this.
I'm making a concession just for this, yes. But it is a shrinking group. And that's why you would see, like, for instance, Ford would reserve that manual transmission for the Mustang Bullitt, for instance, locally, you know. Yeah. So it's one derivative. It's a limited edition. It's a special edition. Then you get the 6-speed manual. Mm-hmm. I think it's difficult. Like,
but I'll make this argument for the manual transmission. Yes. That's for certain. Imagine you're a youngster again, right? Which also, you young whippersnappers, go and drive a manual. You need to save these things. Now, okay, coming back to what I was saying. You're a youngster, right? Mm. And then you're going on a date with someone and it's like, you want to impress them somehow. You know, maybe you have the most milquetoast personality, but you can drive a manual transmission well. You can flick gears, you can do everything. And then even the person you're on a date with is impressed by the fact that you drive a manual really well. And what is becoming a niche art, like watches, for example, is an attractive feature. Please follow my advice. It works.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I don't know the last time a partner of mine really came about whether or not I can shift the car manually or not.
The few I was in the car with actually accepted me for that.
but it harks back to what I'm saying in terms of like having that badge of honor, and it's being able to, especially if you take your car down to the track or wherever and you drive it under a little bit of pace, and you can get that perfect shift. There's a sense of accomplishment that goes with it. Whereas if you're in a Golf GTI with a DSG and you just flip a paddle right or flip a paddle left, there's not as much sort of accomplishment or sense of an accomplishment. Yeah. But at the same time, the sensory experience of speed in those cars are tremendous. Mm. I mean, the moment you flip that automatic box, there's just a surge of new torque just coming in, if you know what I mean. And I think that's sort of what a lot of manufacturers are going for with auto boxes, is rather give that sort of instant surge again of more power coming, more speed coming in, rather than worrying about whether or not you need to mechanically move around. Look, there's definitely a pride for people that want to understand every aspect of the car. And they want to have control over every aspect of the car, including even deciding when you want to shift a gear.
Yeah.
But that's why things such as DSG exist. That's why you can have flappy pedal gearboxes. That's why Ferrari in the 355 F1 was the very first car with a flappy pedal gearbox.
That's true.
And that's why they developed it. It's because you still have the control. Mm. You can still make that decision, but here's a box that can do it more efficiently and faster than you.
But this is the thing. The computers, especially in the modern cars, come in and say, I'm afraid I cannot allow you to do that. This goes against my programming. And this is where I'm going to break out my trump card. I'll need to click my knuckles for this. It's actually getting a bit painful now. What I bring out of my sleeve, the greatest argument of all.
Okay.
It's figurative, but anyways. Manuals will ultimately make you a better driver, especially those of you who are watching that are learning how to drive. This is the thing. And the reason being is you become more attentive of what the car is actually doing, in the sense that you're remembering that, okay, the car feels like this. The car is behaving like this. What am I actually doing? What is my speed and everything else in between? Whereas with automatics, it becomes more of, you're more of a passenger, you become more autonomous, especially with the way vehicles are going nowadays, in that you become more of a passenger rather than the driver. And I understand that, look, from a mobility perspective, that makes sense. But also, we are still humans controlling metal machines. So ultimately, you want that sort of control, and also to understand how that control works to ultimately make you a better driver, which is what we want at the end of the day, do we not?
Very strong argument, Dave. In fact, I would actually want a AA or a Euro NCAP or, you know, an organization that focuses around vehicle safety to actually conduct a study and sort of see how much attention are a person paying or how much, you know, how much a person is paying attention to the road, driving an auto box and playing with the infotainment system with your left hand, and how much attention a guy or a girl is paying to the road when driving a manual, and sort of see if they're, if it's comparable or, you know, or if it's not. Because yes, there's definitely a lot more having to take place or happen because you're thinking about, okay, I need to think about there's a hill coming up. I need to start gearing back, start putting pace in, et cetera, et cetera. The automatic transmission just realizes, oh, the car's starting to strain, so let's kick a gear back and go through. So there's definitely a lot more cognitive involvement when you're driving a car with a manual transmission. And that I would concede to you. But like you were sort of your blooper in there, that nobility perspective, they usually sit at the back of the car, so they don't know anything about.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, yeah.
But then, I mean, with the way things are going now and that EV vehicles have come about, and that's just a purely an automatic transmission, there isn't really a point in having a manual. Whereas I've seen companies like Toyota / Lexus experimenting with manual transmissions in EV vehicles to see, okay, you can still have your enthusiast experience or just the feel of changing a gear in a car. But I don't know what progress that is in terms of development, but a lot of the, even the cars that we see at the motor shows nowadays, it's that, you know, it's an EV. Why do we need to do that? And, you know, we, this is just a bit of a waste of money in the manufacturer's perspective, to some, that is. So are they still going to stick around is the question. Maybe for entry-level cars, I reckon. Enthusiast cars, that's a definite, but that's dwindling. That's the issue. So there's been a lot of advocacy, if I can say, for the manual transmission to live on in some capacity. But then even now with entry-level cars in particular, it's like, okay, as you mentioned earlier, that yes, automatics are becoming cheaper to introduce as opposed to manual transmissions. But then that's the thing. Where does the buck stop? I'm thinking to myself.
In terms of, like I said, because of the economy of things, one of my earlier arguments, I think even smaller budget cars are going to start going the auto route. Just because it's going to become cheaper to produce mass scale, you're going to go for auto. And because most people in that market also just want auto. Now, young drivers, like we said, not all of them are really enthusiasts. And so many of them are going to tick the auto box in any case.
Generation Z, you people.
So I think that's sort of what's going to happen there. I think there's definitely like all of your crossovers, SUVs, all of that's going to be because it's all about the comfort. But I think sort of cars that more that are a lot more lifestyle orientated, like Buckies or, you know, that type of thing, or workhorses like Buckies, they are going to definitely have a manual option always because there are going to be people that's going to say, look, I want to go off-roading and I need to decide when to gear back and do what I need to do, if you know what I mean. And again, like the enthusiast car, I think like you saying, say for instance, the GR Yaris type of vehicles. It's a homologation model, it's a special edition car, whatnot. Those cars are definitely always going to have a manual transmission ready and waiting because it sort of plays back into that motoring enthusiast side of things. And then I think if you look at even Koenigsegg, I don't know if you've seen that new, I think it's the Regera or the Vera.
Yeah, there's a new Koenigsegg that's been stirring about.
Yeah, so but it's got a combination of an engine and electric motor. So it's like a performance orientated hybrid.
Yeah.
It's not there for efficiency. It's there to make you go as fast as you possibly can.
Zoom, zoom.
And one of the key features in that car is that you can have the car in a manual setting, like a manual gearbox, where you have to change like through a gated gearbox, or you can switch it to an auto and the car will go. So it's similar to like almost an AMT, like an auto manual transmission, which if those of you don't know what that is, it's a manual transmission developed with a little controller on the top. And that controller basically just switches the gears for you. The greatest concept, but from what it seems, especially when it's in like a Datsun, and it's definitely not a great concept. But from what we've seen with the Koenigsegg, at least a couple of videos that I've seen, the people are absolutely loving it.
Because it's like you can have your cake and eat it.
100%. So if you want to sit back, have the car do all of the work for you, cool. If you want to have that enthusiast experience of going through the hills, gearing back, sort of anticipating what you want to do next, you can have it. And I think a lot of those high-end manufacturers like the Koenigseggs, the Bugattis, etc., they might still play with that.
There's still life in it to some degree. It's not exactly the death as of yet. Maybe it's just going through a sick phase and it will come right back up. Who knows? But anyways, that's all the time we have for now. Who do you think won in this argument, if it was even a good argument to begin with? And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the Auto Trader YouTube channel, and also hit that notification bell so you don't miss another episode. But yeah, that's it for now from me and Mr. Reino Fari over here. And yeah, stay tuned for the next one. Search Auto Trader.